Bad Debts, written by Peter Temple and read by Marco Chiappi.
There was a lot of paranoia about the branch. If you believed all the people who said the branch was watching them, it wouldn't have been a branch, it would have been the whole bloody tree. But it's possible. He shrugged. More than most, I suppose. She was into a whole lot of stuff the branch would have had an interest in. Roxbury Downs, Aboriginal rights in Tasmania, East Timor, you name it.
East Timor, the special branch. I thought it was only interested in local stuff. Barry shrugged again.
The branch, ASIO, ASIS, you can't separate them. They scratched each other's back, so it's possible, yes.
I told him what else I needed to know. He groaned.
Where some branch goon was at a certain time in 1984. Jesus H. Christ. Jack, you don't have modest requests, do you? When in 84?
I told him.
Not long before Harker got the boot and the new government closed the branch down.
That's right. There'd be records somewhere, wouldn't there? Barry shook his head.
Shredded. On orders from the highest authority. All records to be destroyed.
So there's no record of what they were up to. He clapped his hands.
Shredded, he said. But not before being copied.
Shredded and copied?
What do you expect? Said Barry. Now, there was something the cops and the new opposition found themselves in agreement on. Think about it. The files represent about 5 billion hours of coppers standing around in the rain dying to have a piss. You shred them and a couple of years later, another government gets elected and wants you to start all over again, spying on the same bunch of harmless sods. They say they went through 3 copiers, 24 hours a day for days.
Who's got the copy?
What copy? No one's ever admitted the files were copied.
I said, Barry, I'm talking life and death. He did another big head scratch, rolled his chair back till it hit a pile of books. The pile toppled, slithered to become a ziggurat.
Okay, he said. I can't promise you anything, though. I'll ask a man who might be able to ask another man who might know someone.
I stood up. I need to know today. It's that bad. Barry stood up. His eyes were level with my metal greatcoat button. He looked up at me.
You serious?
I nodded. He nodded back sadly.